Well, as you can imagine, I am pleased and relieved that such a settlement could have taken place. It is, I hope, a happy day for everybody.
And do you think that this will really be the end of the threatened sanctions and the ongoing legal wrangling? Do you think that this really brings that to a satisfactory close?
I hope that this side will be closed. I think so, but at least it is my sincere hope.
So what do you think this agreement can achieve in terms of restoring Switzerland's image abroad?
Well, I think it just lays the groundwork. It will not achieve just in one go things which have been broken or which has been changed need some time to come back to normal or to previous levels. So we, the Swiss, have to make ourselves better known and to come back to what our image had been before.
And do you have any specific ideas of how that could be achieved?
We have to communicate, we have to dialogue with each other so that things are understood and that we get out of only emotional shouting at each other where one is not listening to what the other is saying and therefore the shouting becomes bigger and bigger.
It occurs to me that it's kind of an interesting side effect of the settlement of these claims. Does this mean that the Volcker Commission and the Berger Commission will go on with their work, or has this sort of brought the whole investigation into Switzerland's wartime role to a close?
It would be a worst thing that could happen to Switzerland if we just say now the financial questions are out of discussion and we leave the moral side and the historic side of it. I think that we will not let loose. We shall insist that this work in Switzerland is going on because one is the material side. Even more important to us is the moral side of this question.